the World with Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London, and therefore he can answer me how the English drink their tea. There's an article in the London Times. All of this is new to me, so I go to Joe for validation that this is real. The headline is, "What's best to dunk in tea?" Question mark. Jaffa Cakes, J-A-F-F-A. Jaffa Cakes take the biscuit. Apparently, Jaffa Cakes are made by an organization called McVitie's. McVitie's chocolate and orange treat holds out longest before crumbling. The detail here is 116 dunks before it fell apart. Joe, what are they talking about?
Well, I don't entirely know, because I want to be quite clear that I do not dunk anything in my tea or coffee. So apparently this is a thing that people do. And this is a sign, I think, in a tea drinking culture that it's a quirk of British civilization that you have endless discussions and debates about tea. I mean, in what order should one pour the milk and the tea into the cup? What is the correct water temperature for brewing the tea? Should one or should one not add milk to Earl Grey tea, which, if you can believe it, is a thing that's done over here? Then what sort of biscuit ought one to eat with the tea? And so in a way, it's sort of a refreshing sign of normality in the wake of a global pandemic in the middle of a cost of living crisis, that some English traditions persist.
You do not dunk, and so therefore you're not to be held responsible for how many dunks before the cookie falls apart. The Jaffa cake does look, half side of it looks chocolate, the other side looks orange. It's a strange combination, so I'll leave it to the Anglophobes, the Anglophils among us. I will have to experiment if I can find McVitie's Jaffa cakes anywhere. However, we go to one more item about King Charles III. This is in the London Times. King Charles, the environmentalist, from Dotty, D-O-T-T-Y. That's an English word for not quite all there, but charming. From Dotty to green profit, the new king's lifelong fervor, spelled with a U, for sustainability was mocked for years, but now his concerns are shared around the world. And there's a photograph of King Charles when he was prince in a green coat and a tie standing in front of, Joe, those are Adelaide penguins behind him. So I guess this is emphasizing how dotty he was. We're waiting his coronation. Is he now seen as a visionary, or has he gone channel quiet about green?
Well, I think that certainly environmental causes are something that the king has always been concerned about, and the hope appears to be to now use the standing that he will have as the monarch to call attention to those issues. But I think that this is going to be a really delicate one, because part of Britain's cost of living or inflation crisis is high energy prices, and huge debates about the direction of the government's net zero policies and how obtainable those policies are, and ultimately whether they're going to be worth the cost.
We have 30 seconds.
So I think that it's going to be really tricky for Charles to figure out how he can keep calling attention to these issues without wading into political questions in a way that the monarchy recently has tried to avoid.
We look forward to the coronation on Saturday, May 6th. We also look forward to the king returning to the Falkland Islands. He was there in 1999, hence the Adelaide Penguins, who are in the photography. Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, not a biscuit dunker. I have yet to experiment. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.